So guys, hello and again welcome to the LM podcast and I'm your host Jayith Sharma. So guys, my today's topic is about start businesses for the least amount of money and for free. So guys, what do I mean by this? What do I mean by this is that when you have an idea, when you have a dream, when you have a goal, try to learn skills accordingly, try to meet people who are knowledgeable or experienced in those fields and try to start businesses with them, try to start businesses for free and try to do things for the least amount of money. For example, I had a plan about starting a website or an app and I didn't have any knowledge about it. And so what did I do? I found out two or three people who were experienced in coding and I tried to start a business with them. And what happened with time was that I didn't have any knowledge and skill in that area, so it became hard for us. But later I found out that that business that I wanted to work the business that I was working for or working toward already was available in various forms, in different websites and in different apps. Yeah, there was like not a very specific or general platform for that thing, but there were many options and there were like many possible ways to do that. So what did it do? What it did to me was that it saved me a lot of time, it saved me money and it saved me a lot of resources. But what mistake most people do is that they don't even try. And they think that yeah, I want to do that but I don't have skills and all that. No, try, because when you will try, you will find out lots of things and you will understand a lot of things that you wouldn't have learned or known before. And I tried like a social media brand, I tried a SMMA and I tried a lot of various things that I thought might work, but they didn't. And after a point of time, I even started to learn to code, but after a year, I found out that I wasn't really enjoying it and it was not very effective. Why? Because I wanted to build an app, I will not tell you about in this episode, because it is an app that I might work for in the future. So I will like tell you about that when I'm actually working for that. But right now, when I was like working toward that goal by learning coding, what happened was that I found out that I was not actually enjoying that thing that I was doing. I wasn't enjoying coding, I was not enjoying the process of coding, and I was not enjoying the whole process as a coder. So what did I do? I quit on coding. Yeah, it was a very difficult decision for me and even now I kind of regret it sometimes, but it was a decision that must have been taken. I want to be a businessman and I am already a businessman, because if you are selling or earning a passive income, even if that is very small, you are a businessman, because no one is going to earn like millions right away. No, you start by selling a thing for a dollar and then you move towards more and more. So yeah, I call myself businessman because I have a passive income of a very least amount of money. Yeah, I know it is very least and very small amount, but I know what I am working for and I know what I am working towards. So what you should do? You should try your ideas, you should try and learn to implement your ideas in various forms, like learning those skills that are necessary and by trying to talk to people that are already masters of those skills, and by trying to like start a business by those people. And I am pretty sure that 90% of the time those businesses will like be a failure and you wouldn't even enjoy it, and you will find out that there are like already thousands of possible solutions out there. But in the start, when we have an idea, we don't actually go that far away. We only think about starting a business and earning money, but when you actually take actions and step toward achieving that goal, you will find out your weaknesses, you will find out your strengths, and you will find out if your ideas are really viable or not. For example, before I didn't knew that whatever businesses I was working towards were achievable or not, were there alternative available or not, or would I have been able to learn to code? No. If I haven't take steps, or if I haven't started to learn to code, I wouldn't have known that I was bad at coding or I didn't enjoy coding. But only because I took steps toward my goals and my dreams, I found out a lot about myself and about my strengths and weaknesses. So if you want to find out more about yourself, if you want to become successful, you have to start businesses for free or even take small steps toward them. And don't spend millions and already spend thousands of dollars, no. Try to build a website, try to first get clients and only then think about doing something. And don't think that, I missed a client or no. When you get a client that you are not able to serve, you are able to find out that, this business is possible, and after do you think that it is possible, start working toward that goal. But if in the start, you are just going to invest a lot of money and just to find out that business is not very profitable or there are not many clients for it, there's no point. But if you miss a few clients, you will already know that this business is good and this business is very possible. So you will actually have a MVP and you can test out your ideas and your knowledge, and you can create businesses accordingly. Because if you are going to invest thousands of dollars in the start without actually knowing that this business is actually going to get clients, there's no point in it. But if you are building a website, if you'd try to get clients from this level zero, you will know that I'm getting clients and this business is very viable, this business is profitable, and I will get a lot of clients in the future as well. So test your ideas like this, and only after you have tested your ideas, try to invest more money. And even when you are at level zero, building a website and social media is the best place to start from, because they are the cheapest and the best way for you to earn money without actually putting out a lot of money. So guys, that's all for today's episode. If you like it, please share the friends, family, people you love and care about. Thank you again, and please subscribe, please share and put stories on your Instagram and any social media platform that you want to. Thank you again.